We're back. We took a week off, but we are officially back. Tim May in the middle of your screen, the 41-year vet. Andy Backstrom and me, Spencer Holbrook. Didn't talk last week about Ohio State linebackers. I was coming back from vacation, trying to catch up on some rest. Andy was on vacation, so we said, you know what? We'll give the people a little bit of time off. But now it is July, which means we are hitting the ground running full speed ahead. I don't know if there will be another time for us to take off at all until January 21st after the national championship game, if Ohio State fans are lucky and if Ohio State plays well. But we're here. We're going to talk Ohio State safeties today with, again, Tim May and Andy Backstrom and me, Spencer Holbrook. Tim, this this safety room, pretty good. Latham Ransom returns for his fifth year, fresh off that injury against Wisconsin last year. Was really good the first half of the year. Then the defense changed without him. And then you lose Josh Proctor. You think, what are you going to do? They figured out what to do, adding Caleb Downs. How good do you think this unit's going to be, Tim?
Well, as people following me and us know that several times I've referred to Caleb Downs, I think there's a good possibility he could be ranked the number one safety in the country by the end of this season. He shows that kind of upside, et cetera. I mean, you know, started for Alabama as a freshman and played extremely well the later as the season went on last year. What a get for them in the transfer portal, another way of putting it. And, of course, as I've said all along, I thought Latham Ransom was on his way to being considered the best safety in the Big Ten last year until the unfortunate incident late in that game against – well, anyway, I can't remember exactly. I just remember him hopping suddenly as he went out of bounds, and I went, uh-oh, that's not good. And it wasn't good. The interesting question about Latham Ransom is he fully healed now? You know, we understand he probably is, but until we see him out there practicing – in preseason and really going after it and not taking any time off, so to speak, you leave it at that. But fellas, I think this could be as good, just like we're talking about the running back, the two running backs they got being the best tandem of running backs in the country. This could be the best tandem of two starting safeties in the country. I don't know if you agree or not, Andy.
I do agree. I think it's interesting that we're talking about two starting safeties though, because a year ago, we were talking about three starting safeties.
Yeah.
And safety-driven Jim Knowles defense, which was a phrase that everyone used almost ad nauseum. So they really made that shift last year, Jim Knowles being a little bit more open-minded about using that nickel spot as more of a corner. I mean, they still have some safeties kind of practicing there. Lorenzo Styles Jr. is one of those, like, mix, you know, whether he's a safety or corner, you don't really know, but he's at that nickel spot. So I think that was a really good idea to be a little bit more flexible with that position. Jordan Hancock blossomed there, and that's where he really emerged as people think, you know, will be the go-to starter at the position coming back for this season. So I think that's a change worth noting, but I agree, Tim. Yeah. I mean, Caleb Downs and Latham Ransom was a really good pairing. Caleb Downs is arguably the best safety in college football, and Latham Ransom has significant experience starting games. You know, even back into his sophomore year, you think about the 2020 Big Ten championship game, you know, almost clinching that with a PBU. He's just been around a lot, and he's played a lot of football, and he's bounced back from adversity before. Of course, broke his leg in kickoff coverage against Utah in the Rose Bowl, came back from that in, like, record time. He seems to be ahead of schedule with his recovery from this Lisfranc injury in his foot. They were just trying to take things easy and be cautious in the spring, of course. You know, guys like him don't really need a lot of reps in spring ball anyway, but he said he was pain-free by winter workouts. So you got to like that. And I think what's really intriguing is about, you know, what do they do with the depth at this position? I felt like they were building some of that in the spring because they had to, because Spencer, as I'm sure you'll get into, they just didn't have a lot of guys available in spring ball.
Yeah, they didn't. Latham Ransom obviously sat out for most drills. He was in some individual stuff, but didn't go through team. Then you get Malik Hartford out for almost all of spring. I didn't see him do much, if anything, even in the individual periods. And then Jahad Carter, who was on the roster now at NC State, was also out for the spring. So the depth was just kind of took a beating there in the spring, but it did allow them to get some guys reps. I would be remiss. I will mention here before we get any deeper, Jesse Simonton from On3 did a great job in the spring of ranking all of the position groups in college football. He ranked the top 10 safety rooms, actually at Ohio State number 2 in his safety rankings. And I had him on the Letterman Row YouTube channel to break that down. He actually gave a pretty good explanation as to why. You know, he loves Caleb Downs. He loves Latham Ransom. He had nothing bad to say about them obviously they're the number two for him. The only one ahead of him was Iowa, who has Xavier Wampa, who Ohio State fans who pay attention to recruiting obviously know, the number one safety in the 2022 class, who Ohio State nearly got. And then they have senior Quinn Schulte, who is a great player, who's played a ton of football, almost in that Lathan Ransom mold, super under the radar compared to his counterpart starting a safety there. I respect that ranking, but I would still take this team, this Ohio State unit, because I love Lathan Ransom as an underrated guy coming into the year. I love what Caleb Downs brings to this defense. And then I'll get into the depth here. I think Malik Hartford has a chance to be a pretty good player this year. I don't know if he will officially arrive, just because I don't know how much of that opportunity he'll get to arrive, almost in the mold of last year where he didn't play a ton. And I think he'll take another step forward this year, despite missing the spring. Keenan Nelson Jr., Andy, I'm sure we'll talk about him. Philadelphia guy, you know, cut from your own cloth there. And then, you know, a couple other guys, Jaden Bonsu, Jalen McClain, like they all got those reps when Malik Hartford was out, when Lathan Ransom was out, when Jahad Carter was out before he left. Like the reps were there, and Jalen McClain and Jaden Bonsu in particular took advantage of those reps, Tim. We saw those guys a lot in the spring, and I thought Jaden Bonsu especially took advantage of those reps.
Yeah, I thought Jaden Bonsu has the chance to be the Spencer Holbrook / Malik Hartford find of this year. Remember how you were talking about Malik Hartford last year, and it's just too bad for Malik Hartford that the moment kind of overwhelmed him when he got that early start. Remember and saw a lot of time and then had to kind of step back, right? Bonsu, I think, is ready. Looks like he's ready to rock and roll from what we saw in the spring. And, you know, I saw some depth chart that had Keenan Nelson ranked, you know, basically ahead of him behind Lathan Ransom. I'm not sure how accurate that is. But, you know, everybody takes their shot, right, this time of the year. But I like Bonsu's upside. And definitely, as we know, we like Hartford and then Jalen McClain, who you guys have already touched on this week in the safety breakdown. I think he brings a lot to the table. And so it's really interesting because there's an urgency to bring along some of those young guys, and you know they're going to play these guys. They have, you know, declared they're going to play depth the first three games, especially because they have to bring along these guys because of what they hope to be at minimum a 16-game season. And so it'll be interesting to see Hartford now in a second full year of, you know, just his wherewithal. And of course, Bonsu, like I said, the Spencer Holbrook Award winner. I think the depth there could turn out to be quite real, I guess is what I'm saying.
Andy, I would agree with that. I think there's some questions on the experience front. Actually, it almost reminds me a little bit of the wide receiver position at Ohio State. You've got a guy like Emeka Ebuka, who I would compare to the Lathan Ransom, who's been around the block, who knows what he's doing, knows every inch of the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Then you got Caleb Downs, who I would compare, not production-wise, but youth-wise, to Carnell Tate, who's going to be that second receiver. Downs may very well be the top safety on this roster, and I think he is. But when it comes to experience, you know, it kind of lines up that way. And then after that, you've got a lot of talent, but little in the way of experience. Now, they went out and added Keenan Nelson, who's played quite a bit at South Carolina, but doesn't have the production to show for it. It does remind me a little bit of that receiver room, and we trust Brian Hartline to do such a good job with that room. Matt Guerrieri, a little different just because he's a first-year coach. We don't know what his coaching style is like. We don't know how he'll bring along some of these young guys. He was really impressed with what he saw from these guys, but how does he bring them along? Malik Hartford looks bigger. Does he play bigger under Matt Guerrieri? And so, you know, in year two, those are just questions that I think Guerrieri has to face here in year one as the safeties coach, Andy.
Yeah, year one at Ohio State as a safeties coach, but even at Ohio State a couple years ago, he was a analyst and senior advisor. And, you know, he goes way back with Jim Knowles, was at Duke for quite a long time, has been a safeties coach, you know, was a co-DC last year at Indiana. He has significant coaching experience. Really, you know, for me, it's more a question of what he does on the recruiting trail long-term than what he does as a developer. I think I trust what Matt Guerrieri can do as a coach in that safety room. I think you bring up a good point, though, about the experience level. Malik Hartford, I think, really got better as last year went on. That first start you mentioned, Tim, in week two was a little bit of a, you know, just freshman classic moment where you're just maybe not sure. ready for the speed. But I thought when he got the next start against Michigan State, when Josh Proctor was out after the game against Rutgers, I thought that, you know, Malik Harford looked a lot better. And I think, you know, he might have even graded out a champion that game. I thought he played pretty well in Michigan State game. So I think his progression you have to be pleased with. Again, we didn't see him in spring, but there's a lot there. I think Jalen McClain is a guy that really just jumped off the page for me in the spring. I wrote a story about him on lettermanrow.com earlier this week. And he's just someone that Lathan Ransom said, like, he goes 100% every play. And Matt Guerrieri said they track, you know, these guys every time in practice. How are they running to the football? You know, it's an effort-based metric. And Jalen McClain's near the top every single time. And he's a guy, he's only three-star prospect coming in, really kind of towards the bottom of last year's recruiting class. If you look at all the signees and their rankings, but that only matters so much. When you get to Ohio State and you're in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, if you're putting in the effort and you're playing really well, you're going to earn your way onto the field. And it feels like Jalen McClain took a big step into doing that this spring, just really fast, doesn't quit on any kind of play. And we saw the interception he had in the spring game, which I think he could have taken back to the house if they hadn't called him down like 29 yards in. There were quite a few of those in that exhibition. But I think that Jalen McClain brings a lot to the table. And I think there's a lot of these under radar guys that maybe are more talented than the rankings or anything else gives them credit for.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the fact that, you know, what's going for him is Ohio State recruited him, no matter what his stars were. You understand what I'm saying? So they saw, they see something in him that you know, basically fits what they're looking for. And I think that's the most important thing when it comes to him. And Bonsu, you know, the same way for Bonsu from a standpoint of showing out a little bit. Safety is a position, as you guys know, you know, corners are going to get beat every once in a while. That's just the nature of the business, especially with the way Ohio State's going to try to plays its corners. Safety, you know, you just got to be that Mr. Reliable every play. I mean, they're like a fireman, you know, don't jump on the truck until the bell goes off. And I think these guys, I mean, Caleb Downs showed more and more patience as the year went on last year with Alabama. Lathan Ransom, I thought, played like a veteran last year till he got banged up. And so what you're looking for are from Hartford and McClain and Bonsu and Keenan Nelson Jr., the transfer from South Carolina, is the patience, and then the abrupt speed to get to the ball. And that's what McClain, you know, like you wrote about, showed in the spring. So very interesting room, in my opinion.
Nobody benefits, in my opinion, no position group at Ohio State benefits as much as the safety room does from this schedule. You just do. You've got three opponents that you should put on a leash and walk like a dog in September. You've got Michigan State, who I don't have high expectations for, in year one under Jonathan Smith. And so in those first four games, and then you've got an Iowa team that I think is going to be improved on offense, but how much? I mean, the skill level and the coaching can only go up so much.
When you're coming from the basement, you know, there's a lot of improvement that can be had, and you're still not getting there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The stairs from the basement to the first floor might be 350 steps, for Iowa. So those first five games, get those young guys playing time. And I think that's the plan for Ohio State. Caleb Downs doesn't have to play 60 snaps against Western Michigan. Lathan Ransom by no means should be playing more than 40 snaps, in my opinion, against Marshall, because they should be taking care of business. So get Jalen McClain on the field, not just get Jaden Bonsu and Malik Hartford reps, get Jalen McClain some reps as a true freshman. And if you start, and I will say this, if you see Jalen McClain on the field early in September on special teams, I would not be surprised if by the end of the year, he's in that two and a half deep conversation. Because the special teams reps matter. And we saw a guy like Jermaine Matthews last year, Calvin Simpson Hunt last year in the secondary, Malik Hartford last year on special teams. Those matter for those guys in the secondary to get up to the speed of the game. And I won't be surprised if Jalen McClain is part of that equation. We know who's going to be part of the equation, though. It's going to be Lathan Ransom. It's going to be Caleb Downs. And from there, You just hope that the depth kind of fills itself in because those guys are both superstars. I've got two superstars beside me as well.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question now. But what about when Caleb Downs goes to tailback? Then what happens?
My opinion on that matter is clearly stated on LettermanRow.com. You can go read it for $1 for your first month on LettermanRow.com about Caleb Downs. Wherever he plays, he should only play safety, in my opinion. That's a video for another time. We will talk about it, of course, probably in 2 weeks when we get to talk to Ryan Day for an hour at Big Ten Media Days, when we probably have him hopefully one-on-one here on the Letterman Row YouTube channel. With Tim May, the 41-year vet, with Andy Backstrom, and with me, Spencer Holbrook. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. It's Safeties Week. It's rolling right along. Go get all of the safeties coverage right now, $1 for your first month. I promise you'll be a better educated Ohio State fan, especially in the safeties room this week, cornerbacks next week. If you read the coverage at LettermanRow.com, go get it from Andy, go get it from Tim, go get it from me. Matt Parker, Alex Kleitman, and Mick Walker, full-fledged staff over there covering the recruiting side. We'll see you guys over at LettermanRow.com.